baking Christmas cookies. It had become winter in Charlottesville. The Erickson family home lay covered deep in snow in the middle of its large yard, like a cozy little cottage in a big, white, enchanted forest. It was Friday afternoon and dusk was just beginning to fall. The snow outside glistened in the fading daylight. The Erickson's ground floor was brightly lit. Mom stood in the kitchen, flipping through a thick recipe book titled Cooking and Baking Recipes for the Cold Time of the Year. Her 15-year-old daughter Marcia and her 17-year-old son William sat in the living room playing cards. "Trump card," shouted William at that moment, revealing his cards. Marcia, not in the least touched by her defeat, congratulated him and declared with a bright smile that she would never be able to play as well as him. William shook his head. "Sis, don't you have any ambition to win? If I didn't know you were genuinely happy for me, I'd be inclined to think you'd missed the point of the game." "Don't talk nonsense, my child," said Mom, who came in at that moment. "Your sister is always ambitious when it comes to important things, but this is a card game." William grinned. His mother's tone suggested that she thought the topic of win or lose was over, and that she was about to broach a more interesting subject. And he was right. Mom pushed aside the deck of cards, with William's trump card somewhat disrespectfully, put the book on the table, and pointed to a picture of nicely decorated Christmas cookies. "What do you think of these, my dears? We did want to kick off the cookie season this weekend, didn't we?" "Yeah, we did." Marcia was immediately ready to pay attention, and William also bent over the pages with some interest. He pointed to a cookie shaped like a snowman and said, "You could add a marzipan carrot for a nose to this one." Marcia laughed and tossed back her head. "We'll do that, brother dear. We'll do that." The three of them went into the kitchen and got flour, cocoa, almonds, sugar, and other ingredients from the drawers. The dough was quickly mixed. Marcia kneaded it, while William wiped down the table and dusted the rolling pin and tabletop with flour. Mom climbed onto a chair and brought down the small box of cookie cutters from the cupboard. She emptied it out on the table and, along with William, took out their favorite shapes from the set. A Christmas tree, stars of various sizes, a sled, the Christmas angel, and, of course, the aforementioned snowman, one small and one large. As Marcia placed the lump of dough on the table, she turned up her nose a bit and teased, "Quite a lot of flour, brother dear. Did you try to recreate the snowy landscape outside? She pointed out the window to the trees outside, on whose branches lay a thick layer of whiteness. William rolled his eyes and retaliated for what he saw as a completely excessive criticism by blowing some of the floor in Marcia's face as she bent over the table. "Ah," squeaked Marcia, sneezing a few times. "What was that all about?" Mom shook her head. "There. That's enough of that nonsense. Let's be productive." Her two children nodded with grins, winked at each other conciliatory, and began rolling out the dough with each other. A little later, the three of them sat around a table, engrossed in conversation, creating Christmas tree after Christmas tree, star after star, snowman after snowman, from the soft, buttery dough. It smelled of sugar and of nuts, and Marcia sometimes set aside a small part from it and let herself taste it. Snacking on a little raw dough while baking cookies, that was a childhood memory that could be repeated with joy every year, even at an advanced age. Mom covered a couple of baking trays with baking paper, lifted the finished cutout cookies onto them with great care so they didn't warp, and put them in the oven. While she wound up the kitchen alarm clock and hung her apron, which had become a little mealy, back on the hook, Marcia looked outside. It had gotten dark by now, and it had started to snow. Many small flakes sailed the air. The broad branches covered in white snow, which the trees in the garden proudly stretched upward, formed a majestic contrast to the dark, night-black sky. In the light streaming outside from the windows of the house, the snow glistened. Marcia's heart warmed. What a beautiful world this was, and what a wonderful life she was privileged to live. The peaceful beauty of nature out there, the quiet of winter, and the love and joy in here with her family, in this cozy, warm house, where it was already beginning to smell like Advent and Christmas and fresh, warm cookies. She got up and turned on the coffee maker. "I'll make the barista," she said with a smile. "What can I get you guys?" "Oh," William looked pleased. "I'll have a cappuccino with extra foam and a shot of chocolate syrup." "Excellent choice," Marcia nodded appreciatively. "And you, Mom? Same as always?" Mom laughed and confirmed. "Same as always. A vanilla-flavored latte macchiato." Marcia nodded again and began frothing the oat milk. A short time later, both the coffee and the cookies were ready. Marcia placed three steaming red cups and the frosting collars on the table and sat down next to Willie. I'm going to paint the Christmas trees first, she explained, grabbing one of the tubes and beginning to decorate the first cookie with fine green stripes. And then I'll give them the Christmas tree decoration, declared William, putting the red tube at the ready and taking a self-indulgent sip of his cappuccino. I'll take care of the stars, declared Mom, taking a packet of marzipan from the fridge. She knitted a little of the golden icing color into it and began decorating the stars with the mixture. What are you up to this weekend, you two? She asked, looking up from her work for a moment. Any adventures or celebrations with your friends? William nodded. Yeah, I'm going to town hall tomorrow night with some of the guys from my class. The concerts there are always awesome. Cool, said Marcia, inquiring about the musical style of the band performing. While William provided a somewhat long-winded description that amounted to a mix of about five different genres, they decorated another five Christmas tree cookies and 11 Christmas angel cookies together. And uses? Asked William, when he felt he had described the band in enough detail. Depends on the weather, Marcia replied. If it's going to be sunny, I'm definitely going to take a long walk in the woods with my two best friends. That will be nice, interjected Mom. There's a frosty high forecast for tomorrow. That means cold temperatures and wide frozen woods, but bright blue skies. Great, exclaimed Marcia. A real winter day like that is something wonderful. Yeah, Mom agreed with a smile, looking lovingly at her two children. And so is a cozy winter evening with the family. About 20 minutes later, Dad came home from work. He joined his loved ones and duly praised the little pieces of baking art they had created. You can still help us with a snowman here, Daddy, said Marcia. I'd love nothing more, the father declared, arming himself with a candy tube. Together, they decorated the last of the cookies, drawing eyes and laughing mouths on them, and sticking the little marzipan carrots on them's noses that William liked so much. And while outside the falling snowflakes became thicker and thicker, the mood in the Erickson's kitchen was bright and happy. They laughed and talked and rejoiced in their lives, rejoiced in their happiness, in this warm, brightly lit house on this beautiful, peaceful winter evening.